Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this.
Keller Broken Heart Ranch, a leader in Simmental and Simmangus genetics, invites you to their first annual Heart of the Herd Fall Elite Female Sale Wednesday, December 10th at the ranch in Mandan, North Dakota. Selling 86 registered bred heifers, 8 breed-leading donors, and 12 elite young cows. Literally the absolute top of the herd. Bid and buy online at dvauction.com. Catalogs, videos, and sale information available at kbhrsimmental.com and ranchchannel.com. Don't miss this exciting Simmental and Simmangus event Wednesday, December 10th, Keller Broken Heart Ranch.
You can call it a dispersion if you want. We're calling it a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. For over 5 decades, the Moose Creek Red Angus cow herd has done what few ever do, and that's quietly shape a program that stood the test of time. And now is your chance to build that legacy. The Moose Creek Red Angus Dispersal Sale, December 22nd and 23rd at the ranch, Kisbee, Saskatchewan, Canada. Selling 1,000 head of elite purebred Red Angus cattle. All sale information available at MooseCreekRedAngus.com and RanchChannel.com. This isn't just a sale, it's an opportunity, a chance to bring home the kind of cattle that built a legacy. How high can beef prices go? Some speculate $10 ground beef is not out of the question. Omaha Steaks President and CEO Nate Rempe cautioned the nation's shrinking cattle supply and record demand are driving a $10 a pound reality that could stretch families' budgets for years. He said, we are heading for what I'm calling the $10 a pound reality. By the third quarter of 26, families are going to see $10 a pound for ground beef in the grocery store. So we're in for quite of a haul here. Now, he continued by saying, I don't believe we'll see the prices come down any meaningful way until sometime in 2027. Beef prices are at a record high after a drought left cattle inventory at the lowest level in 70 years. And according to the latest Consumer Price Index data from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, beef and veal prices rose 14.7% year over year in September, while uncooked ground beef was up 12.9%. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins suggested former President Joe Biden's literal war on cattle is responsible for soaring beef prices. During an interview on Fox Business Monday morning, Rollins said there were some important factors that have contributed to the average price of ground beef rising by 14% per pound since January. Rollins said the first is this: we are suffering from the last administration's literal war on cattle. They wanted to reduce the herd size because they believe that cattle cause climate change. That according to Fox 4 News and NJ.com. And that is your Ranch It Up, Herd It Here weekly recap. Have a great weekend.